Hello, nerds, and welcome to the Superhero Hour Hour, the only podcast, period. My name is Ryan, and with me as always is Taylor.
I'm here.
No, I don't want to talk to you yet.
Nope.
You're bumming me out already.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the shirt that you're wearing.
What shirt?
Green and red, just for Christmas only, bud. I don't know why you have to do it on a fucking daily basis.
It's Christmas all year round when I'm giving fucking vocal gifts like this.
Did you say gift or gif?
Gifts.
GIF?
No, because it's fucking GIF.
No, it's not, dude. And I don't want your vocal GIFs or GIFs.
Yeah, no, you want my vocal GIFs because they're smooth like peanut butter, which is the namesake.
All right.
Don't just start rapping.
Well, my name is Taylor, and I'm here to say.
Also
I'm
with
give
me is
gifts
Mike, who is if he's gonna wear red and green, he also throws some yellow and black in there to be classically Rasta. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like appropriating when I wear colors.
Also, your dreadlocks tonight, amazing.
Thank you. They look great. Just for you, buddy.
Do you have anything to say besides that? No? All right. And then we have Lynn tonight.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight, Lynn?
I'm doing great. I mentioned before, I've been sipping on a vodka and tonic. I think this is going to be my line every time you check in with me.
You're sipping on vodka. I've been checking in with you like every 10 minutes all day.
Yeah.
And you said vodka tonic all day. Are you okay?
Yes.
She got her
vibe. Every time I say it, that tells you how many more I've consumed. So two now
it's
on this
one
podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. One every mention.
And Taylor's here.
Yeah. I'm here.
What's the matter, bud?
I don't know. You bummed me out because you ragged on my shirt. I thought I was going to bring some festivity and some spirit. And then you just kind of.
Can the microphone pick that up?
Oh, yeah.
That's my vodka and tonic.
Yeah, definitely can hear it.
Our listeners are used to it.
Does that make you less bummed, the sound of that ice?
I mean.
You're wearing red and green. I figure ice is cold and it's Christmassy. And
if there was a sleigh. Oh, shit. Okay.
Like that?
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Wait, are you going to start rapping now?
Oh, and my name is Taylor, and I'm here to say
it's
fun to rap in a rapping way. Going downtown to the Christmas store, gonna eat lots of people with boars.
Okay, so I'm gonna get to the eating lots of people with boars line in a second.
Yeah.
When you said it's fun to rap in a rapping way,
yeah.
How do you spell those two words, rap and rapping?
Ooh. Obviously, the first one, R-A-P.
Uh-huh.
The second one. R-A-P-P-I-N-G.
Okay.
I'm not that clever.
So at no point in this Christmas rap, you were talking about wrapping presents.
No, not in this one. No, that was coming later. I was going to make like a callback, you know, like an MF Doom does.
MF Doom, that is a callback king?
Yeah, he's a...
When you leave a voicemail, he will always return it.
Nope. Never.
Well, not then. I don't understand the title that you've given him.
Because he's a fucking supervillain.
It's a satirical name.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, MF Doom, the callback king over here. He's never turned.
Like calling a fat guy tiny.
He's like my Grammy. She never calls me back.
And your Grampy. So that's an ironic nickname. You called your Grampy Grammy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, maybe if he called me back, I wouldn't insult him by cutting
off. Well, his grandfather is also a like multi Grammy winning recording artist.
Can we just get to this about calling people back? People don't do it to me, and that's fine. But are you guys good about this? Do you call people back when you see?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
So if you're not at the exact right moment to pick up the phone, you will never speak to that person.
I'll text them back. I don't call them back.
Do you text them back? Why
I don't
the
like
fuck you
intimacy,
calling me, asshole?
Audio intimacy. I got to, you know, delay it visually.
I don't
with my fingers.
I don't like being able to hear someone's voice and talk to them and not see them in the room. I don't like it.
So you don't have like
makes me feel uncomfortable.
You don't have like the stuffed animals of in the shape of your family members, so you can look at those while you talk to them.
Well, I have those, but I don't like talk to them.
They don't work for you.
No, because I put the like real doll eyes in them.
And, right,
and it makes it too creepy. It's right in that uncanny valley.
But you
do it.
Yeah, I did, but like I regret it.
Take them out.
That's too much work.
Plus, they're such a bitch to recycle.
Yeah.
You know, like real doll eyes, you can't just throw them in a regular trash can. You got to take them to the city dump.
Yeah.
And they give you looks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're like, oh, you murder this real doll? Because they're real dolls.
Lynn, do you have a mom?
I do have a mother. She's great.
I don't want to assume anything, you know?
Like, yeah.
Because this is your first time on the show. And
thank you.
Maybe she died or flew to space.
Mama U, she actually has a Facebook presence. Taylor's Facebook friends with me.
What?
People are fans of Mama U.
I am actually a fan of Mama U.
Yeah, I post Mama U quotes a lot. She's savage. She's real savage.
When you see Mama U's name come up on your phone, do you answer?
You know, she calls from the home phone, and the home phone is blocked, so it shows up as unknown.
Or scam likely.
Yeah, and so I'm like, that. I guess I have to pick up now, it's Mama U. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, when you get a when one of your family members leaves a voicemail, how long does it take for you to call them back?
I don't want to fully answer that because they're
listening. Right now. This is the only way they could get to talk to you is listen to the show.
There are phone calls that I still have not returned from
2015,
1970s. Yeah. Mike, are you good about it?
No.
How long will it go? Will they call you twice before you call them back once?
Yeah, to mention my Grammy again this week. Yeah, she's called me a couple times.
Just talk to your fucking Grammy, dude.
Well, I called her and it took her weeks to get back to me. So
so this is revenge, not callback?
The revenge wait.
Oh my God.
What about you, Ryan? You haven't talked about yourself yet.
Perfect at it. Okay. Any question that you have for me, I'm just perfect at already. Don't worry about it.
I have come up with Orange County designations for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
I wrote them down here.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Lynn wrote a book called Humans of Orange County. So you can buy that on Amazon. Amazon.com. No, wait. Yourpopculture.com/Amazon. You can get that. Lynn gets a bunch of money. We get a little bit of money.
Actually, Amazon gets a lot of money, and I get very little money.
We all get a little bit of money.
We're spreading the word. Yeah.
Popfilter gets roughly the same amount as the author of the book does, which is crazy. But Lynn, you have interviewed many people in Orange County for your book.
Yeah.
And you have Orange County designations for the three of us.
Yes.
All right.
So Mike is the type of Orange County person who says he's in a grunge/punk band, but in fact, his favorite band is Blink-182.
Holy shit!
Fucking nailed it! I openly say I like Blink-182. Fine, whatever.
Ryan is the type of Orange County guy who, you know, is trying to change lives, change kids' lives, but in 7 years, he's going to get real jaded and he will become a real estate agent.
Okay, I thought you were going to say child molester. I love where yours went. Yes, I agree with that.
The real estate market in Laguna Beach with your mom will be your co-real estate agent.
Do we both?
A family real estate business.
Do we take one picture and put it on benches and stuff?
Yeah, and it'll be your two last names together.
Adorable.
Yeah, or it'll be your mom's name and son.
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah. There's a very specific type of Orange County guy.
You don't know my mom real well. Can I change the name real quick? Because I know her very well.
Okay.
Can we do bitch and son? Will that work? All right, what's Taylor then?
Taylor's the type of Orange... Well, now you have to do your intro. He's the type of Orange County guy to appear on a dating reality show, and his introduction would be...
My name's Taylor. I'm 25 years old. I fucking love Christmas. And that's it. I just love Christmas. That's my entire personality. I'm just going to wear a Santa hat.
And an Angels baseball cap because it's red.
Yes.
I don't know how we can beat that. Let's just we're a show that talks about every single show that's based on comic books. First and foremost, Fear the Walking Dead. But when we come back, the shishies. Gentlemen, lady, we are here. We are at the final motherfucking shishy award.
Finally.
Did you think that this would ever happen?
Longest 2 years of my life.
All right, so the final one is best fight between two people wearing yellow shoes. Do you guys have any predictions of who is nominated?
I'm going to say, listen, number one with a bullet.
Yellow Shoe Man.
Yeah. The other one, Yellow Shoeman.
Yellow Shoeman.
When Yellow Shoe Man fight Yellow Shoeman?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, guys. It's best show. We're doing best show. Yeah, we're doing best show of the year. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down into tiers. Okay? We're going to go through all 21 of the shows that we've reviewed this year. Okay? So I'm going to break it down into tiers. I'm going to read a tier. You guys talk about whatever you want. And then we're going to move on. All right?
Cool.
The very, very bottom tier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The 21, 20, and 19. Powerless, Inhumans, and Fear the Walking Dead. That is the trash that we watched.
Yeah. One of those we watched in IMAX.
Yes.
So my favorite thing about Runaway With Me, the opening track on Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion album, is...
You have nothing to say about these three
shows.
He's
taking years, whatever
you said, talk about whatever you want, and I do not want to talk about these shows.
I'm most stunned that Iron Fist isn't on this bottom of the
barrel. Iron Fist made it out of here.
We've said kind things sometimes about Fear the Walking Dead.
Iron Fist should be number 21. 100%.
Here's the thing. I have not watched an episode of Iron Fist.
You saved yourself a lot of agony.
So that means that Taylor ranked it number one, and that's why it's not in this bottom tier.
I think it's great.
Lynn, did you watch Powerless at all?
I did not watch Powerless.
Good.
It was hot shit. It was garbage. But it had Alan Tudyk and Ron Funches.
Also, did Iron Fist have Vanessa Hudgens screaming "Since You've Been Gone" at the top of her lungs?
It's the only reason that show
needed
to exist.
She's a great singer.
Yeah,
it was
the episode before
Kelly Clarkson.
She is far, far superior to Carly Rae Jepsen in every single way.
You fucking take that back right now. All right, Vanessa Hudgens, $EX, instant jam, wonderful song. Does it at all live up to cut to the feeling? No.
Wait, it's not S-E dollar sign dollar sign?
No. It is dollar sign EX.
All right, I like
mine
better.
That's the kind of sex I
want to
be having.
She's into money sex.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Tier 6, Iron Fist.
Yes.
The Walking Dead. So Walking Dead, both shows in at the bottom.
Yes.
And
yes.
Gotham, guys. Gotham.
Yeah. I would drop Iron Fist a tier and possibly move up Fear the Walking Dead to the second to last tier.
I dropped a tier every time I had to watch an episode of Iron Fist. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I call crying.
Yeah. I think this is the tier of
you're so hard.
The most boring shows. Like the others were bad. These are the most middle of the road. I could not care less.
But see, that's...
But at least Fear the Walking Dead had zombies and Iron Fist had nothing.
I had a zombie, Finn Jones.
Oh!
Thank you! Guys, I should write for EW.
I was going to say, not just boring, because Gotham goes wacky from time... Gotham has two modes. It's boring and forgettable, or it's batshit, and you're like, all right.
Batshit, did you guys hear that?
I get it.
All right, we're going to do four in this tier.
Okay.
This is the tier that, like... Showed promise at times,
yeah,
but just had no chance overall of making it up. It's The Flash,
yeah,
okay, season.
Worst year,
shit year for The Flash,
very boring season.
Supergirl, big drop off, Luke Cage, and Dark Matter, Luke Cage, Supergirl, and The Flash.
Yeah, Luke Cage deserves to be in this tier.
Dark Matter is the only show in this tier that I feel like could be higher. Yeah.
What's the show that you looked forward to the most when it was on your schedule that week? Dark Matter, Luke Cage, Supergirl, or The Flash?
Dark Matter.
Yeah.
It was the most fun, right?
It was so much fun, and with The Flash and Supergirl, they both started out so rocky, and it was plummeted. So not only were they bad shows, I just kept remembering when they were good. And so I came in angry.
Dark Matter was a episode to episode. It depended on what they were dark mattering that week.
Right.
That would determine, is this going to be a great episode, or is this going to be just real weird?
Because if you're dark mattering some episode of The Next Generation that I've never seen or heard of, I don't care. But if you're dark mattering, like, 90s home life, like, family life, it was spectacular.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And Luke Cage plummeted. Like, if this the first six episodes of Luke Cage is a few tiers up. But the bottom six.
Once he's like, I am your brother, it just downhill.
Once he showed up at all.
Yeah.
Is it Cotton Hill?
Cottonmouth.
Cotton Hill.
Once you get over the hill of Cottonmouth.
From King
I would love that if he was the new bad guy.
Yeah.
Mike Pence.
Luke. So the Cottonmouth, Luke Cage, two or three tiers above.
Yes.
Diamondback is what
fantastic.
Brought him down. Also, they had a Academy Award nominated future superstar.
Academy Award winning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was also nominated. Right. I mean, I was not wrong. You have to be nominated in order to win.
You were not
wrong. I was trying to bump him a tier.
More correct.
Yeah.
And now he has, what's he going to do now? He's got like some super job.
Oh, I think he's on True Detective season 3.
True Detective season 3.
Trash.
Remember when that was a big deal?
Yep.
I thought season 2 was all right.
I know you did, bud. It's your Carly Rae Jepsen of TV.
Oh,
keep fighting for it.
I don't think we can be friends anymore.
That's the entire reason I brought you here, to show you my worst side.
My opinion has completely plummeted of you.
Tell me which one of these surprises you the most.
The next tier.
Mm-hmm. So this is tier 3. We're not good, we're not great, but we were close. Legends of Tomorrow, The Defenders, and Preacher.
I guess Preacher's the most surprising if you haven't been in this studio for all of season 2.
Yeah.
The way the world talks about it, if they do, because most people act like it's not a show, it is much highly lauded. But it's because they don't dig in. They forget it. Maybe we're doing TV wrong. Maybe we should just tune out.
I saw a lot of articles at the very end of Preacher where they were like, Preacher's biggest problem is it didn't learn from season 1 at the end of season 2, which is what we felt. Honestly, I'm surprised that Legends of Tomorrow is this high
up. That's the biggest surprise, right? Preacher seems like it should be a couple tiers up. Legends of Tomorrow seems like it should be many tiers down.
The fact that Legends of Tomorrow is above Dark Matter, but it had that one goddamn scene.
Deo?
It had the Deo scene. That's what you guys loved. The one week that I was gone and you assholes put it number one for the entire week, somehow... Yeah, it had its moments, and I'm growing. I figured out how to love Legends of Tomorrow.
If there's a way, and I sincerely doubt this will be the case, but if there's some sort of way where you give me or Mike's eulogy because you died ahead of us. We died before you. You're going to fucking mention this Deo scene. Like, you will, the fact that we made it number one, you are going to mention in our goddamn eulogy.
If he does it right, the eulogy just starts off with him. Like, it looks like somebody else is about to start the eulogy, and then he stands over in the middle of the crowd and just goes, Deo! Me say day, me say day.
And then Hallelujah, please.
Yeah. That'll get a lot of play at me and Mike's dual funeral. Like, we're both going to die at the same time, right?
The pact we says yes.
The pact we says.
The pact we says wrote yes.
All right, I'm going to do a little mini tier right now.
Okay.
These are the two that did not make it into the nominees for best show of the year. It's Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oof.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm okay with that. That's where they belong. Yeah. Right before the best show.
Almost, guys.
This season of Arrow was very good. Mm. Almost.
But I'm surprised Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. made it up so high.
This season of S.H.I.E.L.D. was dope.
Okay, I didn't watch this season, so I can't.
And they had an entire...
Vic Mackey.
Is Chloe Bennett still on that show?
Of course
she's
wonderful.
She is. Yes.
She's Chloe a Bennett, beautiful human.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chloe Bennett, you did it.
All right, guys, top six. You ready?
Yes. All right.
Number six, Riverdale.
It deserves to be higher.
No, that's perfect.
Six feels good, right?
If it wasn't in
Riverdale
tier,
got six, Mike. Think about that.
Riverdale, yes.
That's
Lynn doesn't like Riverdale, which
you know,
is...
Riverdale's like the Gossip Girl, but with a murdered person in it.
Which, how is that not the best show that you've ever seen?
Great abs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Riverdale Beautiful is better hair. Than most people think it is, and if it wasn't in this tier, we would lose Taylor forever.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, oh, yeah.
Throw a shit fit.
There's some behind-the-scenes finagling, I get
he
it.
He would light two sparklers, throw them in both of our eyes, and then skyrocket out of the building.
And then do a dual funeral eulogy.
Riverdale was the first show that you guys made me watch, and I was like, oh, I can do this show.
I cannot wait for the eulogy that says, my two friends died from sparklers to the eyes that I threw at them.
Because of Riverdale.
Our mom's going to be pissed.
Eh, mine will be all right with it.
Lynn, do you know what they would what is going to be read when after you die? What that will be called?
It'll just be the OC will play behind me.
That is awesome. And what will it be called?
You tell me.
The Lynn eulogy. Number five is Lucifer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it last year? 14? 15?
Yes. No, I mean, it really won us over, but yeah, it was still low. But yeah, it is climbing.
Great
is
facial hair.
It is clawing its way out of hell.
Yeah.
Great facial hair on that show.
Have you watched The Lucifer?
I've seen the posters. Great facial hair.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Coming in with only six episodes, a late horse in this match. Number four is The Tick.
I'm honestly surprised it's this low.
Really?
It's so good.
The Tick is a good show. No one, I don't know anyone else who's watching it because we watched it because of this weird thing that we do.
There's just so few flaws.
It's a good show.
That's the thing is that if you force me to bitch about it, it's like perfect six episode writing.
Yeah.
I think the reason it's this low is because it's so new.
Yeah.
It didn't have enough time to worm its way.
And I
heads.
Think because it's only six episodes.
And yeah, we have so many loose strings. What's the big naked man? What's his name? What's going to happen with
very
that
large
guy?
Man.
Oh, the very large man.
Yeah, like, we don't know what's going to happen.
I want more Danger Boat backstory.
But I can't believe how much more faith I have in their next four episodes than, like, the next season of some of these shows that I actually like. Like, it's going to be great. We have three shows left.
Dun, dun, dun.
Number three, the lowest it's ever been, iZombie.
Wow.
The minute you said the lowest it's ever been, I knew. But it was the lowest it's ever been.
It was which the lowest it's ever been.
Which is surprising because... You guys have told me that this is the, I think, worst season that it's had. I loved it. This was a great season of TV.
Oh, yeah.
I love this show. I haven't watched the other seasons, but it's a good show.
Plus, I mean, keep in mind the board every week tells you, like, Taylor, watch six episodes of Fear the Walking Dead. So, relatively speaking, yeah.
If we're going zombie for zombie, I would much prefer crime-solving zombies. So
crime-solving zombies. It doesn't make sense. Don't think about it.
Lynn, have you watched iZombie?
No, but I can tell from the poster the facial hair is subpar.
Yes. The studio is decorated at a nonstop rate with pictures of Liv Moore. She's there.
Not in a
she
creepy
is
way.
There. We're big fans. You should watch iZombie.
I've heard very good things about
it's
it.
It's the third best iZombie. Show of the year.
Okay.
So that leaves two. And first place is Legion. But coming in number two is Wynonna Earp, guys. Number two, Wynonna Earp.
Wynonna Earp,
it's not on the Sci-Fi Network.
It is, yes. It's on Sci-Fi.
Don't you like me here? I'm educating your listeners. They're asking the questions they wish they could ask.
It is the one show that, literally no one talks about, no one has seen. Everyone should watch this show. It's so much fun.
The number one show is FX show by Noah Hawley with educated, very good actors and writers. Sure, it's number one. Whatever.
It's number one.
Of course. But Wynonna Earp got number two, and I am so proud.
I'm happy for Wynonna Earp.
I am too. She did great job. Girl. Like, she can deliver any line, and she deserves, if any other year, she'd be number one. In my heart, she is number one.
What show at the bottom, and like towards the bottom tiers, would you put her in, and it would just shoot to the top?
Oh. Honestly, I could put Wynonna Earp in Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes, I was going to say.
If she replaces Madison.
If she replaces Madison, it's one of the best shows, because then she is mouthing off to every stupid character she has to deal with and probably kills
them. She just kills them. Yeah.
That's the thing, is that, what are you, a zombie? Dead. What are you, a human? I sort of don't really
like.
What
are you, a racist? Dead.
Wynonna Earp.
And those are direct quotes from Wynonna.
Yes. In Fear the Walking Dead, she would grab Alicia, grab Victor Strand, and then Troy, just because you have to mess it around a little, and the four of them travel around the country, and that's our new.
I think she would kill Troy after hearing like five things out of his mouth.
Even shows that we don't reveal, like the new Will and Grace thing. Throw Wynonna Earp in there.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely.
Oh, her versus Sean Hayes. That would be amazing.
Throw Wynonna Earp.
Wynonna Earp in Iron Fist.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
She would just kill Danny Rand.
Yeah,
done.
He'd say, like, oh, glowing fist or whatever he says.
She'd be like, fuck this bullshit.
Yeah, she'd smirk a little bit.
She'd be like, glowing gun. Move over.
Yeah.
So like something
better.
Danny Rand's a reaver?
I'm not her.
Yeah. Or just terrible. Like, the gun points out boring people, and it just kills them immediately. Oh, I would love to watch Danny Rand go through that hole to hell. That would be
fucking
my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think the number two show is the most exciting, because...
Actually, I think you need a reorder now. Wynonna Earp is number one, clearly.
The minute we got through all of Legion, it was like, well,
sure.
Now 7 months
there's
from now,
the show,
like,
yeah.
Legion's going to win everything.
I stopped Legion after episode 5. Aesthetically, it was beautiful, but it just jumped around too much for my.
Wow.
Yeah. It was too
did
manic.
Did you see the weird silent film Tim Burton looking thing?
That was close to the end, I think.
Yeah,
I think that was second to last episode.
Okay, maybe I'll just watch the last two episodes or something. But after episode 5, it was like, get to the point.
And I mean... I disagree with you. I think that it was better than what you're saying, but also I think that we got off on any sort of artisticness. Like, these shows just don't have that much art.
Yeah,
and the fact
true.
That
no,
it had it like
it was
propelled
aesthetically,
us for
yeah.
a long
stunning.
Time.
Yeah.
I was like, I get to watch Legion this
right.
It was the first director who went, you know, we don't have to just say go to the actors. We can do things as a director.
Two shot, one shot.
But then
wide.
It's like, how many flashbacks do we need of this kitchen blowing up? By episode 5, I was like, I've seen this flashback 30 times now. I don't need it.
I could
get
do it 30
point,
more.
You know.
It was a good flashback.
Yeah, I don't know. My flashbacks of the year were probably a different show just because of how much Barry Allen's been lifting.
Oh, yeah.
Those were my favorite flashbacks, I think. Like, he looks good from back there, right?
Strong lats.
I like that there were other shows that actually had flashbacks, but instead you went for that.
You've met Ryan. Right?
I like how you like everything I say. You genuinely, severely like everything I say.
I like how we know when Taylor really likes something, because he says it flatly like this.
Clenching his fist and stabbing things into his leg. All right, well, congratulations, Legion. You won like 5 shishies, I think.
A bunch.
You're the best show of all time, blah, blah, blah.
It won as many as Wynonna Earp did.
I think subconsciously you guys want Wynonna Earp to be first. That's what I'm hearing.
The establishment to give a shit.
Like,
it's because, you've spent 2 minutes talking about Legion and 10 minutes talking about Wynonna Earp.
In my relationship, I want Wynonna Earp to be first.
Yeah.
Like, she's just the best.
Yeah. I mean, if you put the main character of Legion in any other show, it would be weird, but you put Wynonna Earp in any other show, it's immediately good.
If John Legion, the main character of Legion, busted into that room and screamed "Since You've Been Gone" at the top of his lungs, I actually think that would have been great.
Actually, yeah.
No, he could crush that.
He would have made Powerless better.
But imagine if him and Melania, what's her name? Melania Scarfanino? Wynonna Earp.
Nailed it.
Melania
Melania Scarfanino. If they did it duet together, best thing in the world.
I love your rules of do not say a name unless you add 3 or 4 syllables per name.
I pronounce other names the way everybody has pronounced my name my whole life.
Grava Gagagno?
Exactly.
All right, well, now we have to talk about different worse shows than the shows we've just been talking about. So when we come back, Fear the Walking Dead. It was easy to assume that this week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead would be a rough one after witnessing the light beer commercial that made up the final 3 minutes of last week's episode. It was pretty disastrous, but not to Madison and Walker, the characters that deserve it. Instead, we spend the entire hour on the ranch. watching Mad Dog, sorry, Crazy Dog. Jake, Nick, Alicia, and Ophelia try to take care of things while Mommy and Daddy are away. Things go to shit, partly because they are dumb idiots, but mostly because they live in a world of monsters, namely Troy, who makes his triumphant return. Gentlemen and lady, I ask you this. Who is the new MVP of the show? Troy or Hallucination Troy?
Both. Because which one is which? You don't know. All of them could be the same.
We haven't seen Hallucination Troy since he...
Last week.
Since Hotbox. Oh, wait.
Yeah, since he fucking Willy Wonka towards Nick. Yeah. That is the best moment of this show forever.
Oh, absolutely. I hate him.
Uh-huh.
He has no reason being on this show.
Wynonna Earp needs to come in and kill him.
Yes.
He has no... So he's annoying. I love him. I think he's one of the better actors. Right. He's an interesting character to watch. But his presence is annoying because it means all the other characters are morons because nobody is killing him when they've killed other people for less.
He is a great character that exposes the poor writing of this show more than any other character.
I feel like the writer's room really wants to explore the psyche of someone who goes crazy in a situation like the zombie apocalypse, but every time they get close, they kill, like Travis, you know, was like starting to go unhinged, and then they just kill him off. And so Troy is, you know, following the same path, and... Are they gonna?
They refuse. But they're not killing this motherfucker.
There's a thing where so Nick and Jake take a little road trip, right?
Yeah.
And they see the dust cloud, and I thought this was greatly done. I thought it looked awesome. They see the dust cloud, and they're like, "What's that?" And then they see all the zombies, and they're like, "What's that?" And then they look down and they see Troy just like
the grenade launcher,
and just like shooting things and making the zombies go. And me and Jake and Nick all realized at the exact same time what Troy was doing. Guys, I have a little secret to tell you. I thought this episode was fucking spectacular. Start to finish.
One of the best Fear the Walking Dead episodes. Dude, there's a few reasons why. Troy was heavy and doing things. There's a lot of character decisions here. No Madison. That was huge.
No Madison. Yeah.
Alicia finally came to her fucking own. And it's all the other characters realized what we realized weeks ago is they all looked at her and went, "What should we do?" Which is she's quietly been like, "I mean, if people looked at me, here's what I would tell them what to do." And finally people went, "Wait, that chick who's quiet but does right things? Lead all of us right now."
For some reason, whenever we ask a girl a question, she has to bring her chin close to her body and like talk out of the side of her mouth. What if she talked louder than that? Would we just do it?
And Ophelia, Alicia led team would survive forever and be great to watch. Yes. They're awesome.
Yeah. And Crazy Dog.
Here's the moment I realized that no one else in this ranch should be leading things was the moment where they see a giant horde of zombies coming towards them. And someone goes, "Guys, we have to evacuate." And someone,
let's put RVs up instead.
Someone else just goes, "Well, no, but Walker told us to like stay." So, and then the other one turns and goes, "All right, last stand it is, I guess." And they all just agree that they're going to die together because they can't walk like 10 miles that way.
Well, it's in his name. You can't walk without Walker saying.
Oh shit.
But
I don't understand that culture, but I'm not going to...
I also don't understand last stands, because a last stand is the last one. It implies death.
You throw an asterisk after it.
Yeah.
Sort of saves you.
Yeah.
Last until the next.
I get how that's a dumb idea. But then after that, maybe I'm just used to Fear the Walking Dead people only being idiots, but setting up the RVs, which is a dumb idea, led to one of the best set pieces of this entire series, not just season.
One of the things that the Daddy Show has that this show lacks a lot is set pieces. Walking Dead is garbage no matter what, but at least you know every 3 episodes you're going to see something crazy awesome. And Fear the Walking Dead is like, no, we got characters because they're on fucking TBS.
That awesome thing, we're not doing that at all.
But then this time they're like, what if... You know how Rick is always doing something crazy with zombies? Like they fly across the sky and people think that's cool. What if we did something like that? And it was, it was great.
And they only showed from the human side of the RVs and just watching people evacuate. Like not literally, but like just their bowels. Like that was, it worked.
Horror movie thing of where are they going to pop out under? It's, often forget they're a fucking horror show.
And it looked like all the zombies were on top of that thing that mechanics use, like that little back skateboard. Like they all shot out of the RV in that way.
That moment. And I think that is something that this show does way better than the Daddy Show, I guess we're calling it now, The Walking Dead does.
So weird and perverted.
Yeah.
Oh, the Daddy Show.
Yeah, and you guys have been saying it a lot, and it's very uncomfortable. But it remembers that it can be a horror show, and it has those moments where it builds tension, and that's what that scene did, which I was like, all right, I'm good with this. This is good.
The other thing, too, is that we're not going to pour one out for Jake. Jake died. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of the episode, there was a scene with him and Alicia talking about how he's like, you know what? You just like me because that would advance you in the hierarchy. And Alicia was like, oh, shit. Maybe. And like that was one of the best, most adult Madison is not capable of any of that those conversations. Guys, this is a good episode.
It was watching Alicia realize that in herself, because without him being the one to say that, she was like, no, I'm sure I like you because I think you're charming. And then she thought about him, realized how fucking boring he is, and went, oh, no, you are right. This was an alliance.
The only reason I'm arguing is because I don't want to be Madison. But right. Shit, I am Madison Jr. I'm doing this shit.
She's the best parts of Madison Jr., where Nick is, who was like the star of season one for us, is garbage now. He killed Jake, who he's boring, but at least he like kind of helped people. And won't fucking kill Troy.
So if Alicia is one half of Madison and Nick is the other half, then we're just waiting for peak TV perfection here where they hook up and now that's...
Incest.
Yes, that is what we do on TV these days.
And then it becomes the best rated show ever because fucking... Incest. We're a gross society.
Like, yeah!
That's why people like Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
So Lynn.
Yes.
Your experience with Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes.
Not a lot?
Four episodes. Yes.
Did this strike you as a little bit better, or did this just seem like the same crap over and over again?
Yeah, it seems like the same crap as The Walking Dead, but I will say, I feel like with both Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, it's all about, like, the visceral, I just want to see people kill zombies, so the characters don't really matter at all. I was actually at a trivia night a couple months ago, in which the quizmaster asked, name three of the four characters that are still living from season one of The Walking Dead, which is crazy that there's only four. Ooh, can you guys do it? Trivia question.
Daryl.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Carl.
And what's her face? Carol?
Yeah, uh-huh. Carol. There you go.
Is that impressive or depressive?
Michonne's not till season two then?
Yeah. Michonne's season three, I think.
Yeah, because remember, she was at the end of one season, she walked up with the two headless zombies on chains. That was badass.
Back when they were like, what if we just shot a panel and people freak out at a look off?
Can you tell a different voice or a different point of the sister show?
I feel like it. I like that it takes place in Southern California because there's an interesting... I mean, Walking Dead was diverse in all its ways, but Fear the Walking Dead, you have the whole like Mexico, Southern California thing going on. And I also like... things being shot in the desert. I feel like the desert is very, because Walking Dead is very like enclosed spaces, and Fear the Walking Dead, it's scary that it's in the desert because, you know, they're like anywhere.
There's not a lot of desert zombie. Yeah.
And there's also like the water aspect, and it's like, we're in the fucking desert, you know? Like,
it's a really good point. Yeah. Like, claustrophobia is a real easy way to get scared, but like this is the opposite, and it was almost like a little John Ford Indians are coming.
Yeah.
Native Americans are coming when that dust cloud comes up and they're just heading right towards you. It was scary in a much different way than like the creepy sewers that we got a couple episodes ago.
Well, just the environment is scary because when there's the dust cloud, I was like, how are they going to deal with this dust storm? That is logistically crazy because they're running
out
of water.
It's going to get in their eyes.
And then when, oh no, it's a horde of zombies. But it is just the where Rick and co can just bounce because they're worth trees. So there's like rivers to drink out of. And they're like, if we leave, we're going to fucking die because there's no water anywhere in this desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how far are we going to walk in a desert before we all give out from heat
dehydration? It makes a little more sense for their whole, no, we've been here for 3 days. Yeah. This is our lives. We will live here forever. We will never leave. All right. I don't know what to say. Like, this is, I don't think it will stay on this path because Madison will come back.
How do you feel about it being now two shows, basically? It's Madison Walker and Strand doing whatever the fuck they're doing, and then there's the real show.
I think this is becoming a more common like script thing with big cast shows of giving one episode to half and then one episode to the other half. So they will all come together and it will suck again. I do not have a lot of faith in like the rest of the season.
Right.
But I think that it shined a light on what is terrible about the show by eliminating it from this one episode. And so we do have that. Now it's going to be easier for us to bitch from here on out because we know exactly what's wrong with the show.
I'm really hoping the characters will see how good Alicia is and how shitty Madison is, and they will convince her to kill her mom.
Madison dying by Alicia's hand is... I was not going to think of that.
No, but she's going to be like, you know, you're in 2 years when you ask the trivia question, who has survived, what four characters is going to be Madison,
no one's
Nick,
ever
going to
write a
Alicia,
trivia question about Fear the Walking Dead.
Unless it's our trivia that we run within ourselves.
Is there a Greek term for that, for daughter killing the mom?
Matricide.
Matricide.
Matricide. Yep.
It's also when you throw
Fun fact. Patricide, when you kill your father. Matricide, when you kill your mother. Maritricide, when you kill your husband. And then Uricide, when you kill your wife. Yeah.
Uricide.
Yeah, something like that.
We now know more.
I just call it a healthy marriage. Don't do that, Mike. Like, that's so...
Is that meaner?
Yeah, it just hurts me. Hurts me to my core. Fear the Walking Dead's on Sunday nights for a couple more weeks before The Walking Dead comes back. We will never live another week without some sort of Walking Dead show. When we come back, let's do an ad. Mike, what do you want to talk about?
Yourpopfilter.com/Amazon is where you should go for all your shopping needs. It helps you use Amazon exactly like you like to use it, but it helps us out a little. Yourpopfilter.com/Amazon, bookmark it. That's how you go through Amazon now.
Taylor, you do one real quick.
All right. If you want to follow us on social media, go to twitter.com/yourpopfilter. It's at yourpopfilter. Or facebook.com/yourpopfilter.
You've used Twitter before. It's just at yourpopfilter on Twitter.
You know what? Listen. You can do
this. I was trying to do this quickly.
65?
You guys just can't
so,
argue about this?
Social media. Just go to social media and find us, Your Pop Filter. Tweet at us, Facebook us.
And then yourpopfilter.com/Amazon is a site you can go to get stuff on Amazon. What would you buy if you were there?
I would buy a vodka and tonic.
Really? Nothing? Did you write a vodka tonic? Did you? There's nothing you want
to
plug?
Oh, I would also buy my book, Humans of Orange County.
Uh-huh.
And then I would subscribe to the podcast.
There we go.
Yay!
When we come back, the rest of the show. Now it's time for the rest of the shows. You thought that Fear the Walking Dead was enough. Guys, there's more stuff. There's more stuff to talk about.
What?
Coming in at number three this week is The Defenders.
Oh, what? Wow. Yeah.
The Defenders is the worst show of the week.
I was not prepared for this. In the penultimate episode of The Defenders, Matt, Jessica, and Luke have to deal with the repercussions of getting caught with two unidentified dead bodies by Misty and the NYPD. Meanwhile, Elektra tells the Hand she don't give a fuck how they used to run things before taking Danny to the magic door and goading him to fight her until he hits it.
Fucking dumbass piece of shit, idiot
so
baby.
So stupid.
The minute he started fighting her, I went, oh, she's going to trick him into punching that door. And then we see fucking Ghost Dragon or whatever.
How long did it take the Hand to teach her the old Olay trick? Like the Master Ninja with the... Oh, sorry, please keep going.
Gentlemen and lady, I ask you this. What is the show doing to argue that right and wrong or good and evil aren't cut and dry, and is it working at all?
What it's doing is, should we blow up a building in the middle of New York City or not? It's for a good cause, but maybe it's not worth it.
And
it's not working.
What bad person has ever blown up a building in the middle of New York City? Is there any story that we can remember of somebody destroying a building in the middle of New York City?
I can only think of...
The U.S. government.
I can only think of the Avengers.
Uh-huh.
All right? I can think of Tony Stark in a separate occasion.
So you're one of the people who says if a hero tries and isn't perfect, it's all on them, you fucking monster.
No, I'm thinking it's all good. I can only think of good guys who do good things for good reasons.
Don't get too offended, Taylor, because Mike's one of those guys who said, so Al-Qaeda isn't perfect, I'm sorry.
No, Al-Qaeda was the fucking patsy.
Oh.
There's this little thing. I don't know if you've heard it. I've been trying to tell people jet fuel, things that melts. Couches,
uh-huh.
Ice cream,
uh-huh.
End of sentence.
Steel beams.
So it doesn't melt? Fucking steel, guys. So, yes, because if Al Qaeda did it, then they didn't blow up a building. They just flew a plane.
They melted
it.
Flew a plane right into
But the American government blew up the building. Deep state.
What does deep state mean?
That's the guy in the parking lot who tells secrets about the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tinfoil hat.
No.
Is this the episode in which they take the metro?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get to good things about the Defenders.
Okay.
Best image. I'm sorry.
First of all, doesn't Jessica?
Lynn, shut up. I want to talk.
Doesn't Jessica Jones have a jumping ability in which she can essentially fly? Also. Yeah. Doesn't she have super strength? So how hard could it be for her? Well, I guess like physically, like these guys are really big. But she's also got super strength and can, you know,
like
lift like 1,000 pounds or whatever.
I think she can get Matt Murdock to LA in like 2 hours. Luke Cage, that's a different problem.
Yeah.
Luke Cage is like a fucking human fire hydrant. You're not moving that guy.
Honestly, Luke Cage is the only reason they had to take the metro, because Jessica Jones can jump and Daredevil is running on rooftops.
They can jump.
And because cabs don't stop for black men in New York. There's a problem. We're not talking about it.
Ooh.
Dark.
Do subways stop? Subways have to stop for black people, right?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
So Jessica Jones, in a fight, she did some violence, right? She helped in the fight, but what she mostly did in this episode was have a MetroCard and steal a bum's beer. Yeah, that's how she was MVP tonight.
Yeah. I am also confused by the show in terms of who is stronger, Jessica Jones or Luke Cage, and it's very unclear because it varies from episode to episode what their strengths are. You'll see in the finale next week, she does this thing.
Wait, you have to watch the finale? Lynn's what? Seen the How future. Did that happen?
Yeah.
She got this special Netflix screener that came out the day the rest came out.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something real quick about this Defenders episode?
Yeah, please.
There's this way that things go down. There's this way that things are run. And then some ballsy idiot who thinks they know what it is busts in and starts ruining all the institutions of how the hand works. And it all goes to shit immediately. Does this sound familiar to anybody?
I'm so tired of the hand I'm so tired of Madame Gao. Also, as a Chinese speaker, whoever the actress is who plays Madame Gao does an awful Chinese accent.
How would you know?
Because she speaks Mandarin in the show. I think the actress might be Cantonese or something, but the Chinese is atrocious on that show.
Are you revealing some like Mandarin-Cantonese friction right now?
Possibly. Who knows? But I think Madame Gao, the actress, might be from Hong Kong and speak Cantonese,
if her Chinese is Cantonese, why wouldn't they just be like, speak the language you speak? Why would they be like, here's another language, do that?
I don't know, but her Mandarin sounds terrible on the show.
They asked her if she could do Mandarin, even though she's Cantonese, and she said, no, I'm a Cantonese, and she thought that she could do it, but it turns out that she could not.
I don't think Madame Gao's ever going to die. I think they're just going to keep bringing her back.
Yeah, she's going to be in. She's the new Claire Temple.
Yeah.
When she.
That's a good point, though. Just Claire Temple of the bad guys.
Yeah. Fucking the shit out of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
He gets around. Does. What was your thing again? This sounds familiar because it's.
Electra is Trump. Electra is Trump. She's just busting in and ruining all the ways it's always worked, and it goes.
Oh yeah, no, none of us got that.
I thought you were saying it's Bakudo. What's Bakudo's name?
Bakudo.
Bakudo.
Bakudo. Yeah.
Bakudo. From
Don't
Iron
say it
Fist,
wrong after somebody's already said it right.
That Madame Gao was the leader hand. That's what we thought in Iron Fist, and the Bakudo came in and messed it up. I thought you were saying they just reused their shittiest shows thing. But
Trump commentary. This is all Trump commentary.
But Electra, we love.
She's the Trump now.
But Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, it's like how Daenerys Trump. Targaryen is George W. Bush, you know? Which,
that's exactly what
that is. Explain that now.
She's just invading foreign lands and claiming that she freed the people. And then she's like, oh.
She declares missions accomplished before missions are actually accomplished.
That was weird when she made them like stitch that behind her when she sat on that throne. And that Bush kept telling everybody he was born in Iraq and that's why it's okay for him to just take over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
And he fucked his brother Jeb.
I want to watch that.
So guys, straight up Danny Rand just punched a hole into the end of the world.
It's the dumbest. He's the dumbest.
That's a terrible, terrible writing too. Like,
not a bad episode. Worst show of the week. Mike, do you have a moment of the week?
My moment, it was spoken about earlier. It is sometimes Jessica's got to be Jonesing, and she stole a beer from a homeless. And that is
stole a beer from a homeless.
She didn't need to do that. She could have paid him. But nope, she just Jonesed it up.
Tay-Tay?
Mine is when Jessica Jones is talking to Luke Cage, staring at the building, and they're having a conversation, and then it slowly zooms out, and Daredevil steps up in his outfit, and they both look at him like, all right, well, that's happening again.
It was like two elementary school kids saying, like, it's picture day. Nobody cares about picture day. And then somebody strolls up, and they're like, perfect sailor uniform.
Sometimes
I'm ready for picture day.
Wear perfect suspenders and a salmon shirt because your mom says, look nice, and it's fine.
Lynn, do you remember this episode enough to give us a moment of the week?
I don't have a moment. I do have a complaint of the week.
Complaint of the week.
Yeah, is that the woman characters, except for Claire, well, I guess Claire Temple and Colleen get to do something. Mainly, Karen Page's only function in this entire season is to wait and worry. Yeah.
She's the stop having fun.
She just waits and worries. Yeah.
Go to sleep, guys. It's too late. That's what she does.
To be fair to the writers, that's what they've always treated Karen as, and she's a shitty character.
She's a terrible character. Yeah.
But at least she'll be in the
great
Punisher.
Actress.
She's great.
Deborah Ann Woll is fantastic.
My moment of the week
both
is
in True Blood and the show.
My moment of the week is from a much lesser character who is, not only did he have the line of the show, but he's never had a good line, which is Foggy calling Jessica, I believe, the superhero Joan Jett, which was good because I think that the writers have struggled on the Defenders making Jessica seem as cool as she thinks she is, and to call her the Joan Jett of the team. Perfect. And I've never been like, oh, Foggy, good job.
It shows who Foggy is as a square.
Yes.
And it shows that he definitely has a giant crush on her.
Yes. Yeah. Foggy stopped listening to music in the 1980s. Stop creating references. That show is on Netflix. You should be done with it by now. We're going to wrap it up next week. Coming in at number two, Gotham.
This week on Gotham, the new Scarecrow terrifies Warden Reed with a clown from It and takes over the asylum, causing a riot that none of the cops want to handle because Penguin is trying to make a point about how much of a failure of a cop Gordon is. But Gordon is a one-man fucking crime solver with no fear, so it's all okay, man. Meanwhile, Barbara has ripped off another summer blockbuster and atomic blonded herself to sell weapons with her old buddies, but they want nothing to do with her. And Bruce gets a kick-ass, and by kick-ass I mean real dumb-looking new bat fit. Gentlemen and lady, I ask you this. Who else do you want to get a really dumb costume this season?
Well, everybody. Poison Ivy's about to get one.
Oh, yeah. Poison Ivy's getting a real weird dumb...
Who's like, what are all these unlabeled mystical potions? I'll drink them all.
Yeah.
You wouldn't drink one of those?
Not all of them.
If you've never seen the documentary Gremlins 2, The New Bet, where the gremlins just start drinking tubes of things.
Yes,
and
but
then
they all chose
thing.
One. I want to be a mad scientist or a woman gremlin or a bat gremlin. I don't want to be a mad scientist woman bat gremlin.
There's also tomato gremlin.
Tomato gremlin, lest we forget. Spike, no, he's from the
electric gremlin. He travels through the walls.
We
what
should
a fucking
watch Gremlins
great movie,
again.
Dude. It's so good.
This is the weird, like, creepy twin thing that you two do, and I've told you it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh,
but
I drank a tube with a picture of Mike, and he took a tube with a picture of me, so...
Yeah. So, this week, we have Scarecrow's outfit, which looks like if Oogie Boogie was made by the Henson Company. and then
or
we
Homeless
have,
Bane.
Yeah. And then we have... Bruce Wayne.
I'm a scary man now.
And then we have Bruce Wayne with his new outfit.
Like his motorcycle outfit?
Yeah. It's like if they were like, let's make the dumbest looking Taekwondo helmet we can.
Then when we get Bruce Wayne's like prepubescent Batman voice, like, I will deal with crime.
Alfred. It was weird watching that child get hard when he first saw Lucius open the suit. His face went through all of it.
Watching 12-year-old boners is weird for you, yes.
Yes.
I've heard that about you.
But you know, I'm going to do it until it's not weird.
No. Some immersion therapy is what you need right now.
Do you know what's crazy? Do you guys, are you video gamers? Any three of you?
No.
Sure, sometimes.
Have you heard of the Arkham Asylum?
Yes.
Series, we got Arkham Asylum the episode that was crazy.
And you know what? They did a pretty good job. The water thing, like Gordon figuring out, oh, water, and then flick. That's dumb, but that's Gotham dumb. The creepiness of the what it was like to be in the asylum, and for some reason, somebody just walked backwards. That's out of power. That's just a human spider that's in the background of the asylum.
One of the mental patients decided they should just do something gymnastics moves.
Like,
and go,
was that part of the fear toxin? Was that like they were afraid of walking off set?
When we were watching, or when we were talking about Fear the Walking Dead, we talked about how this episode is on this group, and then the next episode on the next group. I hope the next episode of Gotham is behind the scenes of the Arkham breakdown, where there's just a psychopath behind the corner saying, oh, you know what would really freak Gordon out right now? If I walk like this real quick. Because that's the only explanation.
Well, that's like in that mockumentary Behind the Mask, fake serial killer. And he talks about like, oh, you got to do cardio tonight. And he talked about all the work he does to scare the teenagers. That's what that felt like. All the crazies got together like, all right, you show up this way, you show up this way. Mess up your hair a little more. You got to look nuttier.
Yeah. Well, I also love that they made Warden Reed, who we talked about glowingly last week.
At length.
Yeah. They made him like a pseudo like potential Joker candidate with this one, where he is scared from literally the clown from It. Like,
So let's talk about that real quick.
The teeth thing.
Is that just bad timing? Like very unfortunate because they have to write and shoot this way in advance.
Here's the
or
thing.
Did they really cop on that?
I think they looked at what was coming out this summer. They're like, all right, we're gonna dress Barbara up like Atomic Blonde. We're going to do the thing from It. Like what?
Or all the references
another one.
To that Valerian. What is that?
Yeah,
Planets of Valeria.
Yeah,
movie.
Valerian. Yeah.
I want to say there was another movie.
We about set dressings earlier today. I think there's just a set dresser in those movies who was like, "I heard some deep shit. Use this wig. Use this clown mask."
They use the same person.
Yeah.
It's just the
guy
one company.
A trench coat in the alley, saying like, "Oh, I got the sweet summer shit for you right here. How much you got? How much you want?"
No, that's February money.
But guys, Barb is back.
Barb is back,
but she's a little.
I don't.
Relax.
There's been a lot of incarnations of Barbara Keene.
This is like 7 or 8 right now.
This is not my least favorite because Barbara Keene season 1 was what we were saying about Karen Page. She was just like, Jim, don't do that.
Right.
And then we got Lee, who was a great Jim, don't do that lady.
Every time Jim left, her last line was, we have to go to bed at 8:30.
And she just pointed her clock.
Right.
her wrist clock. Fuck, we are. But her craziness of last season was delightful, and she got Gotham in a way a lot of actors don't. And
she
yeah,
got
now,
him.
And now...
Adam's well, okay, born. But do we really think that she's going to be like this for the rest of the season?
At least the first half. The first half season.
She's going to go crazy at some point, and it's going to be awesome. You know when she's going to go crazy?
When they start playing that Kanye and what's its face mashup, and she does a choreographed dance to it.
Is this a thing?
Dance
that
fight. I'm talking about the Atomic Blonde trailer.
It's when Butch comes
reach
back.
Reach out and touch me. And Solomon
what day,
Grundy.
What day will Butch come back on?
It will be a Monday.
Why?
Because Gotham airs Monday night.
Except not anymore. It's on Thursdays.
Okay, but Solomon Grundy is born on a Monday.
Solomon Grursday?
Solomon Grursday is born on a Thursday. If he's from Deutschland.
All right, guy. Mike, moment of the week.
Evil Bostonians. It's that there's a gang. Like, I love all the Batman incarnations because each gang has, like, we rollerblade.
A little like, Warriors-ish.
We're dreadlocks, and this gang is, we're all from Boston, but we're in Gotham. And that was a terrible Boston accent, but that was all their shtick, was they all wear the stupid newsy hats, they have red beards, and they speak in... They called Bruce wicked retarded because he didn't realize their plan. Like, it was so dumb. And nobody else speaks in that accent in this entire show.
It's the way to get me to hate a character more than anything else. Like, I don't care if you, like, murder children. If you have a Boston accent, I'm going to hate you immediately.
And you're probably not smart at all.
Right.
Southerners can be smart. Taylor.
Taylor, what was your moment of the week at?
Okay, I get what you're saying now. my moment of the week was just Scarecrow starting to intimidate Warden Reed. But his stupid fucking mask. So he had to take it off to be intimidating.
Which was more intimidating. That's my moment of the week is the guy's eyes.
Yeah.
Speaking of it, the guy who played it didn't have like CGI on his eyes. Also, the Scarecrow had very crazy eyes. I don't know if they gave him something to like never make him blink, but that was the most horrifying part of his outfit.
He had the Furiosa eyes.
Yeah.
From the makeup from Mad Max.
A different Charlize Theron character.
But I think that like black paint glued his eyes open.
It also really did look like they put real human eyes on a doll.
Yes, exactly. And real eyes or real doll eyes, that's your thing.
Yeah,
right?
real eyes.
Can't lose?
Yeah.
Lynn, what was your moment of that last segment?
The highlight, my friend Anna Posh came on and told you all the behind the scenes set decoration secrets of Gotham.
Yeah.
Season one.
I hope that's on this episode. So Gotham area every Solomon Grers Day. Mike, we did website.
We done website.
Did we do iTunes?
Gotham was number one?
Gotham was no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lynn, just so you know. I moved on too quick. Every week we try to make the main segment, the show that we talk about, or the one that is the number one ranking. And this week we did it for the first time literally ever.
Ever.
Wow.
Except maybe a week was the only show that came out.
For the worst dime, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yep.
FTWD. For the worst dime, Fear the Walking Dead is number one.
It's bonkers.
You guys don't want to dig into that a little bit?
Okay, yeah, I'll dig into it for just a second.
Let's get to the ads. Congratulations to Fear the Walking Dead. You are number one this week. We're all so proud of you. You made a great episode. Mike, tell us about iTunes. I'm sorry, Apple Podcast.
If you go to iTunes, if you're old, or Apple Podcast, if you're hip, or Google Play, if you're Lance, or Stitcher, we're on all of them. Subscribe to us, rate us, review us. The name of the show, again, is Superhero Hour Hour, if you've somehow forgotten it. That's what you should do. While you're there, you're already there having fun, check out Writer's Block, where every other week I sit down with... a writer, historian, scientist, poet, or otherwise all-around artist, and talk to them about the story behind their work. Writer's Block. We just did the first live Writer's Block. That was awesome, and all my real friends were there, and that'll be coming out soon.
I take it, Ryan, by your look, you also were not there?
I was not there, no.
Yeah, okay, cool. I wasn't there either.
I know who wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when so few people come to a thing, you can take note of who is there and who is not there.
There were tens of them.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Tell us how to contact us.
You can contact us at contact@yourpopfilter.com. It's an email address. Email us. If you thought that Fear the Walking Dead was garbage, which usually we would agree with you with, but this week it was...
It's a weird week.
It was all right. If you thought that Scarecrow looked great or Bruce's new bat suit looks awesome or anything else, send us an email there at contact@yourpopfilter. But if you prefer... sort of audio telling us things, you can go to 1562-DRDJ-POP. That's 1562-DrDJ-POP. He's a little robot associate. He takes our phone calls for us and dictates them to us because he is our slave. He's a little robot. He's got a little hands. One of his hands is a...
feet.
And his other hand is a...
it's a dildo.
Yeah, he's got feet dildo hands, and it makes it very hard for him to write down our messages for us, but he does that anyway.
Lynn, yourpopfilter.com/Amazon is where you go to buy everything on Amazon. Do you have a thing to suggest one more time that you can buy on Amazon?
You can also buy Humans of Orange County. I've already given you the breakdown of these three lovely gentlemen. Lovely, not so lovely, depending on who you are.
Oof.
And you can find more humans and their breakdowns of in Orange County, the book.
It's a good book. Yeah. I own it. It's on my bookshelf. It's a good book. Go
I'll
buy
also
it.
Plug this show has beer openers now, which is very exciting, and you should grab them from them because they're very functional.
Thanks, if you're going to be in downtown HB tomorrow or on Sunday, get some fucking beer openers,
we
guys.
We got beer openers.
We're going to be live.
Most people call them bottle openers, but Lynn knows our audience. They're beer openers.
But you can use them for cans, too.
Yeah.
Any sort of beer you can open
any
with.
Any beer. It'll open it.
Lynn, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Would you come back?
Yes.
Based on tonight, would
to
you
talk
come back?
Specifically
honestly?
About Jessica Jones and how much she can lift.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones contract. Strength features.
Yes.
All right.
New segment.
Next week.
We just asked Lynn, do you think she could lift a limo?
Yes.
Do you think she could lift a giraffe?
Yes.
So get more of used to that segment.
Yeah. I was already in. I want three more things.
Yeah. Do you think
giraffe
she...
and a limo. Do giraffe and a limo.
Do you think she could lift a giraffe chauffeur driving a limo?
That would be difficult with her build.
Do you think this is what we get into?
You know those cement circular weird pipes that in Tony Hawk you could go do a loop-de-loop if you prepare enough? Do you think she could lift one of those in construction sites?
Probably.
And do you think she could lift the Pyramid of Giza?
That she would need Luke Cage's help probably for that. Yeah.
Do you think she could lift my spirit?
Well, she would give you a bottle to help you with that. And
full of spirits?
Drinking them.
Yeah. You know Ryan so well.
Next week we are reviewing, guys, a new show. Did you not think there was enough shows?
No, I've
it's
been
the
saying...
gifted time.
Oh God.
What? Depending on the day, I'm excited or horrified that this is coming out.
That's going to be another show all about rapping.
Family is the greatest weapon.
Oh! We got a gifted employee over here.
For Lynn, I'm Mike. For Taylor, I'm Ryan. For Mike, I'm Taylor. For Lynn, I'm Taylor. For Ryan, I'm Lynn. For Taylor, I'm Mike. Let's get to the outro music. Nuff said.